engaging folks who had never organized with comrades or with comrades who had a different worldview, and a worldview that in many respects could be identified as racist, you know, and to like, okay, I'm gonna work with this racist motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna work with this person who is not intentionally racist, but who is embracing a lot of white supremacist ideology and behavior. You know, I'm gonna organize with this person. Like, I think that was a huge learning curve for a lot of us, you know, who had not had that experience. And I think it was a huge learning curve for the white folks in specific, and it wasn't just white folks, but particularly the white folks who were embracing a white supremacist ideology and behavior unintentionally, to have to, you know, check that politic. You know, so in many respects, I think it was, to me, that was one of the most powerful components of the process. It was a process, right, that was not always the product, the end result, but more frequently it's the process, it's the path, it's the way you get there, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that had, like, a tremendous impact on people. Even to this day, it had a tremendous impact on me, and I would almost guarantee for a lot of folks who were in those rooms, it had an impact on them in terms of their political development, you know, and that is that was good. I think that's a good thing, you know.